I wanted to pitch out of its tailpipe.
At that moment, a dog wearing a baseball cap with a big question mark on it came running into the park with a baseball in its mouth.
Huh?
Who hit this baseball?
Oh, that was me.
I've been looking all over for this baseball. I knocked it out of the park a few weeks ago to win a ball game.
What?
No, it's Rover Clemens.
The first and best dog baseball player?
Yeah, we all know who Rover Clemens is, man. Ugh.
Yeah, it's me, Rover. Rover Clemens, someone just hit this ball all the way back into the My Stadium during a game, so I had to run it back here.
But what happened to the game?
Oh, I forgot about the game. Oh, well, we probably lost that one.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to steal your ball. It crashed through my windshield, and... Well, anyway, you can have it back now.
Have it back? Anyone who could hit a baseball that far needs to be a baseball player.
Whoa, Rover Clemens. I mean, you're amazing and everything, but there's no cars in baseball.
Well, before me, there was no dogs in baseball.
True, but...
And before Sandy Koufax machine, there were no inanimate objects in baseball.
Sandy Koufax machine?
The greatest baseball printer of all time?
Ugh, we all know who Sandy Koufax machine is. Ugh. Well, I'm a little big for baseball. And I can sort of fly, which doesn't seem fair.
Huh? Barry Bonds has about 1,000 pounds on you. And Parrot Martinez has been flying around the baseball field for 10 years.
Barry Bonds?
And Parrot Martinez, the first...
Shh! We already know. Come on. Well, listen, I see a squirrel now, so I gotta go. But, you should come to Wutzuck Stadium tomorrow. I'll talk to our manager and see if I can get you a tryout.
Rover Clemens ran off, and the whole crowd stood looking at Pintopio in awe. Hey, Pintopio? ZZ walked up to the car. I know. There's no cars in baseball. No, it's not that. I have a present for you. Or rather, you do. Huh? She climbed in Pintopio's back seat and reached under the cushion. She came out with a beat-up-looking What Sox hat. I was pretty sure I lost this down there, so, well, I guess you should have it now. She put the hat on top of Pintopio. Good luck tomorrow. Baseball teams don't normally do tryouts mid-season. But it seemed like by the time Pintopio and Jalapo got to that stadium, everyone in New What City was talking about them. Lots of people were gathered around the stadium. Some of them held signs that said, "No cars in baseball," or "Who could possibly think it'd be fair to have a car that can fly playing baseball?" But some people had nice signs that read, "Drive on, Pintopio," and "Break a tailpipe," and "There's a first time for everything." Pintopio slowly drove past that lady giraffe security guard, who gave him a little wink. "Good luck, little guy." And he putted straight out onto the field and right to home plate. The end. Wow. All the best men and women and animals and things and flying things all playing in the same league. I want to see that game. I'd like to thank Jacob for helping.